ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चक्षुर्मीलिता येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोपीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनधारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं दस्तो हि अवध्राणि विनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अवध्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5. The title of the chapter is Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Text number
38.
Evam
niranuprosho halana
निरनुक्रोशो
बालानां अधिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोहा निरपात्रपाः। एवं त्वं निरनुक्रोशो बालानां अधिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोहा निरपात्रपाः। एवं त्वं निरनुक्रोशो बालानां अधिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोहा निरपात्रपाः। एवं
thus
swam
you
Narada niranukroshaha without compassion
balanam
innocent,
inexperienced boys,
Mati Ved,
contaminating the consciousness
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Parshata Madhye,
among the personal associates,
Charasi,
travel,
Yashaha,
defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Tirapatrapa.
Although you do not know
what you are doing,
you are executing
sinful activities
without shame.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Prajapati Daksha continued,
thus committing violence against other living entities and yet claiming to be an associate of Lord Vishnu, you are defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You needlessly created a mentality of renunciation in innocent boys, and therefore you are shameless and devoid of compassion. How could you travel with the personal associates of the Supreme Lord?
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
the mentality of Prajapati Daksha still continues even today. When young boys join the Krishna conscious movement, their fathers and so-called guardians are very angry at the propounder of the Krishna conscious movement because they think that their sons have been unnecessarily induced to deprive themselves of the material enjoyments of eating, drinking and merrymaking. Karmis, fruity workers, think that one should fully enjoy his present life in this material world and also perform some pious activities to be promoted to higher planetary systems for further enjoyment in the next life. A yogi, however, especially a bhakti yogi, is callous to the opinions of this material world. He is not interested in traveling to the higher planetary systems of the demigods to enjoy a long life in an advanced materialistic civilization. As stated by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridhasapur Akasha Pushpayate. For a devotee, merging into the Brahman existence is hellish, and life in the higher planetary system of the demigods is a will-o'-the-wisp, a phantasmagoria with no real existence at all. A pure devotee is not interested in yogic perfection, travel to higher planetary systems or oneness with Brahman. He is interested only in rendering service to the personality of Godhead. Since Prajapati Daksha was a karmi, he could not appreciate the great service Narada Muni had rendered his 11,000 sons. Instead, he accused Narada Muni of being sinful and charged that because Narada Muni was associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord would also be defamed. Thus, Daksha criticized that Narada Muni was an offender to the Lord, although he was known as an associate of the Lord.
So, this is a heavy criticism by Daksha. Daksha, he was in the fourth canto, he also heavily criticized Lord Shiva. And we thought like if Daksha has taken after the goat's head, and then he got a little bit reformed and he did lot of tapasya in the various manvantaras. But still, the mentality of the Vaishnava Aparad is still hanging around actually. This is the problem actually. This is the Vaishnava Aparad. So, you are not careful, this will be coming and biting us all along. So, this is, we find here, Narada Muni, he is the Bhagavat of all the Bhagavats. If you see in the list of Dwadasa Mahajan, if you see all the Dwadasa Mahajan, most of the Dwadasa Mahajans were delivered by Narada Muni. If you look at that, Prahlada, all these different devotees, Bali Maharaj, so many devotees are there. They all have some connection with Narada Muni. Without connection with Narada Muni, nobody has become a great devotee of the Lord. Or even any great Vaishnava. Because if you look at Narada Muni, he is kind of, even Vyasadeva. What to talk of anyone else? Vyasadeva is Sakti Aveshana.
Even Vyasadeva had to be given some instruction by Narada Muni. And Valmiki, what to talk of Valmiki, Dasu Ratnakar, and Brihari the hunter, you name anyone, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So all these personalities have some role Narada Muni has played in their life to bring them to the. And now Daksha, out of his envy, out of his frustration, he is cursing or he is criticizing Narada Muni like this. It's a very. And Daksha is this is like a, this criticism is why he is criticizing, because he has a mistaken conception of what is dharma. Because dharma is like a, so we could argue he is also, Daksha is also doing his duty. Yes, he is his duty, but his duty is compared to Narada Muni's duty is inferior. You have to understand. It's not like a Daksha's duty. It's not inferior, superior in that sense. It's not like a Krishna. Krishna has a purpose of this material world. What is the purpose of this material world? Agreement? Why Lord Krishna has created this material world?
We
wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. That is a problem. Because of that problem only this material world is created. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't have a need to create this material world. There is no need for creation. This is the vibhuti, that spiritual world, everything is perfect. There is no need for Krishna to create this material world. Because the living entity is so adamant, wanted to enjoy separately from God, separately from Krishna. So Krishna has to create this material world and then give the facilities for all the living entities. So what is Krishna's purpose? Krishna wants all of us to stay here eternally and then keep on roaming around in this one yoni after one yoni after one janma after. This is a Krishna's plan. What is Krishna's plan then? Hare Krishna? What is Krishna's plan? Now only I am asking question. Before you ask question, I am asking you. What is Krishna's plan? What is Krishna's plan? Why Krishna created this? And then what is the expectation of Krishna from us?
He wants us to come back to him as soon as possible.
Okay, that's good. Safe. I am protected. So yeah, Krishna wants us to come back home as soon as possible. ASAP. But Krishna knows that we are not ready for that, all of us, maybe some of them are already ready. So Krishna has given a gradual process is given. You want to do this way, this way. But if some people or some devotees or some persons are able to get to the process directly, why they have to go through this, the traditional process? Like Srila Prabhupada gives the example, if somebody wants to go to the 100th floor, what can you do? If you have to go to the 100th floor, what will you do? That's the problem. You are already a devotee. So you know the tricks of the trade. But normal person, you will go one by one. Still you will get to the 100th floor. By then, Prabhupada jokes, you know, like you go to the 100th floor, the office will be closed actually. Then you have to come down all the way down. So you can go. But you can't say everybody should do that. So that is what Daksha's idea. Daksha's idea is everybody has to go through this, the principle of they also have to get into the grahastha life, they have to go to this life. So this is that is what the problem of Daksha's thinking. Daksha was thinking like that and not understanding what is the real and ultimate purpose of Lord Krishna. The real and ultimate purpose of Lord Krishna is to, we all have to be disentangle ourselves and go back home, back to that. That is Krishna's plan. For that purpose only all this ashrama, varnashrama, dharma, all other things are there. Varnashrama, dharma, brahmacharya, grihasthashram, vanaprastha, sannyas, everything is there to that purpose. But if you are following, claiming to follow dharma, and then if you don't achieve the ultimate result, then it is a waste. Shrama eva hi kevala. Dharma swanu stita pumsa vishvaksena katasuya na utpadayate yadi radim shrama eva hi kevala. You claim yourself you are following dharma, and then in the end result, if you are not able to achieve little bit of attraction, little bit of affinity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is so good about your dharma? That is what the Daksha's position. Daksha, even though he is claiming, Lord has asked Brahma that you go and create the progeny. Yeah, that's good. But Daksha is obeying the orders of Brahma and creating the progeny. That's also correct.
But in the middle, if another Vaishnava, another great devotee comes, oh, these people are already in a very elevated position, and then why they have to go through all the circus of going through this samsara chakra? They can be directly elevated, then what is your problem? It's not only the Hariyaswas and Yasavalaswas are the only one to be, there are so many millions of other people are also there. They are all obeying Dakshasa. Like, it's interesting, very interesting. Like, when it's not the first thing to happen. Then Lord Brahma created the Sanat Kumaras. What did Sanat Kumara say, Hare Krishna? What did Sanat Kumara say? I'm just checking whether you are in the Bhagavatam class or you are somewhere else. No? Just, I have to test it. Otherwise, you may be thinking that like you're roaming around and somewhere. So what did Lord Brahma ask Sanat Kumaras? Anyone?
To produce progeny.
Yeah, progeny. Produced progeny. What did they do? No. Bye bye that. They didn't create progeny. Now we find so many questions are coming in the advocates of Daksha's advocates are there. There are so many Daksha advocates are there in the because everywhere, no? Like this, when we study Mahabharata, there will be Karna advocates will be there, one whole group of Karna advocates. Here Daksha, he also understood, he's a Prajapati Daksha. That means he has come to the position, not just like he's not a Tom, Dick and Harry, just like that. He's also performed a lot of tapasya, a lot of things. But his understanding is not clear. So same way, when Brahmaji asked Sanat Kumara's level was different. Their level was different. They said, no, we don't want to get through this all this circus. We will just remain Naishthika Brahmachari. And then that's it. Brahma would not do anything. Because Brahma knows, internally Brahma knows that is the right thing to do. But what he has to do, he has a duty to perform. He has to look after progeny, all this he has to do. So that is the issue. So here that's why Srila Prabhupada says the mentality of Prajapati Daksha still continues even today. Like sometimes Prabhupada encountered so many times Prabhupada encountered the fathers or guardians of that children. But they don't realize what the great beneficial work Srila Prabhupada has done for them. Like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj's case, who is Dhruva Maharaj's mother? Dhruva Maharaj's mother?
Suniti.
Very good. I think you have very sharp words. Not Kali Yuga brain. Suniti. Suniti Maharani gave one advice only. What advice she gave? What advice was given by Suniti Maharani? Go to the forest and? Yes, correct, thank you. Because one advice given, when Dhruva Maharaj, the Pushpaka Vimana came to carry Pushpa, Dhruva Maharaj back home, back to guard it, at that time he entered the Pushpaka Vimana and immediately thought, my dear mother, my mother gave the instruction, and because of that instruction, he had to go to the forest and found and Narada Muni, and then finally. So then he thought about the mother. Immediately, the Varshadas, Vishnu, Dudutas, they said, no, don't worry. Because they can read the mind. They can say, another Pushpavimana is waiting for your mother. See, this is the beauty. Just because you are a parent, just because you are a father, just because you are a mother of this devotee, the pure devotee of the Lord, your position is very secure. Your position is very secure. Because just one Dhruva Maharaj, he became a pure devotee of the Lord. Everybody got deliverance. Same as Prahlad Maharaj. What happened? Narasingadev gave darshan. He said, this is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj first offered prayers and he says, my father was very inimical to you. Please forgive me. Look at the thing, like how the reciprocation between the father and the son. Like the father, he killed my father, I am going to revenge on you. Like Badra. Like he's not going to do that. He says, my dear father, you have this, all this, even the great saintly people are overjoyed when a snake or a scorpion is killed. That's what Prahlad Maharaj. And then he said, Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Narasingadev said, because you Prahlad, one pure devotee of the Lord, 14 generation or 21 generation, everybody is liberated. So this is the beauty of one person taking. So people don't really just criticize, you have done that. Don't understand, misunderstand. Because of one person, you have sacrificed one person in the service of the Lord, your whole dynasty is going to be delivered.
Whole dynasty is going to be there. Not one or two. Wholesale delivery. Lord is going to look after you. That is what the glorious position of the devotional service. Somebody takes to pure devotion. That is very rare only. It's not very easy. And the person takes to devotional service, at least we are able to help him, better help him, not to be a hindrance in that whole thing. Sometimes we find, you know, like, people are very happy. Oh, this person become a smuggler, this person become a drunkard, that they are happy. Oh, but this person has just become a bhakta. They are a little bit thinking, they are like, oh, this fellow could become like that. But this fellow could not do anything, he just became a bhakta. But the bhakta's position is not an ordinary position. We are all bhaktas. All Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they are all the bhaktas. We are all not bhaktas. We are aspiring to be bhaktas only. Sometimes we say we are not devotees actually. We are aspiring. Most of them, it's like a perspiration only. we are just aspiring to be devotees. Aspiring only. The devotees are there. Already all the great devotees are there. But we are just aspiring to be in their footsteps, following the footsteps. So, Srila Prabhupada continues there. This is like they are saying Krishna conscious movement because they think that their sons are unnecessarily induced to deprive themselves of the material enjoyments of eating, drinking and merrymaking. This is the... I think their parents or the guardians should have come for the feast the other day actually. what the materialistic people eat actually? Just maybe one preparation or two preparations. Maybe when you walk on the street, the hotels, they just say one plate, something will be there. I don't want to mention what things. Something will be there. That's it. Here you find about 20 course feast, 20 preparations here and 20 preparations there, and in the middle there is another 20 sweets, savory. So many things actually. This is austerity of the absolute. We are observing austerity. We are very, very austere because this is our austerity. And who said that we are not making merrymaking? We are also merrymaking only. We are also happy. We are also merrymaking only. Nothing less than this thing. Anyone can imagine, anybody, you have to eat that type of thing, you have to be a big prime minister or president type of thing, then only you will have that type of course of feast. Now here, this is like a nitya leela, every day one prasadam here, and Saturday another prasadam, Monday another. See, it keeps on coming actually. And then where is the difficulty actually? Where is the shortage of happiness here? It's more and more happiness, anandam only. And they don't see that. And karmis, fruitive workers think that one should fully enjoy his present life in this material world and also perform some pious activities to be promoted to the higher planetary systems for further enjoyment in the next life. This is the problem. This is like their aim is how to do some activity now, and then this is like enjoy life here. And their position is just like somebody is asking, they are staying in the third class jail. The option is given. So now you can, whatever you want, you get it. So the third class jail, there are a lot of problems are there. Can you put me into the second class jail? So there is some newspaper will be there, some cot and bed will be there. So can you put in the second class jail? But if the option is given to you, why can't you ask to get out of the jail? The karmis are like that. I want to go to the other planet. I want to go to the other planet and their enjoyment is. What is the same enjoyment only? There is not going to be any different actually. We go to the other planets also, there also the four things are there. Four problems. What is the four problems? Here. Four problems. Four problems. Yeah. Birth, death? Yeah, the four problems are everywhere. Krishna says that. Where does Krishna say that? Bhagavad Gita only, but Bhagavad Gita only Krishna will say. Will not say anywhere else. Where Krishna says, Abrahma, Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartino Arjuna, Mamupetya, Sukamuteya, Punarjanma, Navidyate. Abrahma, Bhuvana Loka, you go to Brahma Loka also, then you have to come back. Abrahma, Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartino Arjuna, you have to come back again. You come back to me, punarjanmana vidyate. You don't have to take birth again into this material world. Krishna gives everything. That is what. So here, the karmis are just struggling. They just go from one planet to another planet. But wherever planet you go, you have to go here also. You have to come back here. So any intelligent person will think, what am I doing here? Going up and down, up, and again and coming down, up and coming down. So they'll say, I want to do something where I don't have to come back.
So that is why the other process. So that's why the Vedic system, there are two kinds of processes are there. There are two kinds of process. One process is called Pravritti Marga, the other one is called Nivritti Marga. Two processes. Pravritti Marga, Nivritti Marga. So what is Pravritti Marga? Any idea? What is Pravritti Marga?
Doing productive
actions. Yes, productive activities, performing everything, like this type of thing. And there will be, everything will be sandwiched. So there is a gradual elevation, but also it's not like there is a, you can come down also. It's not like a Pravritti Marga. So we'll see what Prabhupada exactly says in the Pravritti Marga. I'll just erase something in the morning. The Vedas describe, prescribe two different types of occupation for the human being. Two type of occupation. One is called Pravritti Marga, or the path of sense enjoyment. Pravritti Marga means sense enjoyment. And the other is called Nivritti Marga, or the path of renunciation. Which path we belong to? Remember? I'm not talking about the feast. Normally which Marga we belong to? Pravritti Marga. This is a tricky question. Nivritti Marga or Pravritti Marga? That's all. Don't worry. I also have some worries about that. So don't worry. You don't worry about it. The path of enjoyment is inferior and the path of sacrifice is superior. The material existence of the living being is deceased condition of actual life. Actual life is spiritual existence or Brahma Buddha existence, where life is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. Material existence is temporary, illusory and full of miseries. So this is two processes are there. So, it's not like the Daksha Prajapati, his argument is like, why you are unnecessarily giving this the process of Nivritti Marga for this Hariyashwas and Shavalashwas? Okay, let them go through the normal process, usual process. Then they can get, they can do that. They can go through that, no doubt about that. But finally they have to come to the conclusion, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. That is the crux. The crux is that only. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. You have to come to that conclusion. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. That means after taking many, many births, you have to come to that conclusion. If somebody is fortunate enough to get to the conclusion in this birth only, why the fellow has to go through Bahunam Janmanam? Why he has to go through? That is the beauty of association of sadhu, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. Because of the association of devotees, you may be destined to go through many, many lives, and then only you can go back to God. But the sadhu comes and cuts the whole, all the circus, you don't have to go through all. That's what Narada Muni did. Narada Muni, I could understand these persons are already, a renunciation is inbuilt into that system because they have already gone through many, many lives. It's sometimes we think that this is the only life we live, and then we have, no, it's not like that. We have had many fathers, many mothers, many wives, many children, many things have happened. So this is like another chapter, another innings have started, that's it. Another innings has started. Now, so that is why sometimes we find in the children very young, they are also very renounced. But sometimes the people are very old also, they are also not renounced. They are still having all the issues and everything is still there. So that this age doesn't matter. Sometimes we think, Daksha's philosophy is like, as you become age, automatically your renunciation will come. Nothing will come. I can tell you, this is nothing. Renunciation will not come automatically. You have to put some effort. Abhyasa and Vairagya, you have to do that. It's not an automatic. See, yes, as you become old, your senses will become weak. You may not be able to enjoy sense gratification as you used to enjoy earlier. May not be. But the desire is still there. The desire is there. And the desire is growing only. So these two things are there. Your senses are becoming weak, and then your desires are becoming more. Then what will happen? What will happen? Yes? Frustration. Yeah, you'll get frustration. Because, I used to do all of that. I used to enjoy life, but now there is a restriction. Because the senses are not cooperating. Senses are not there. Demands are there. Desires are there. So this is the problem. So, unless otherwise we have a little bit of control from the beginning, that is why the Brahmachari life, Grahastha, also there is a control. Grahastha life is also, the Grahastha and Grahara Krishna, little bit. 15 minutes will finish it. Then we, whole day is for you, and for him also. Yeah, 15 minutes only. So, after Grahastha
And don't remain in grihastha life also. Shastra doesn't recommend that you be a grihastha rest of the life. No. Use grihastha and slowly come to the next level. Next level and become a vanaprastha if you can. And then, so end of the day, whatever we do, this whole idea is somehow we have to connect with Krishna and then finish this business here. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, this is like a coming to this material world is like a coming to the toilet. Nobody sits there and keeps on having a big master plan and just get that out of here. Like, that should be our motto. So what are we doing here? Sitting here and make arrangement comfortable, this. No, no need actually. Just come here, finish your business and then go. Then otherwise, you know, like, there are so many things to get entangled. Why want to invent something else to get entangled? No need actually. So Srila Prabhupada says that a yogi, however, especially a bhakti yogi, is callous to the opinions of the material world. He is not interested in traveling to higher planetary systems of the demigods to enjoy a long life in an advanced materialistic civilization. Why the yogi is not interested? Why yogi is not interested? Any idea? Why yogi is not interested in materialistic enjoyment? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that. Materialistic enjoyment has a beginning and an end. But what we are looking for continuous. We don't want installment happiness. We want continuous happiness. Continuous happiness, nitya ananda. We want nitya ananda, not just like a partial ananda, little bit of ananda, rest of the time misery. No, not that. So that's why it says, Krishna says, yahi samparshaja boha dukkha yona yevate adiyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. The people, wise person does not delight in the happiness because the happiness has a beginning and an end. What kind of arrangement? A little bit of happiness and then the rest of life struggle on. We all know. We all know that because we think there is a little bit of happiness there and we enter into this and then after the rest of the life is struggle. If you don't know how to manage it. So that is what the yogis are not interested in that. And then Srila Prabhupada says like Prabodhananda Saraswati, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridhasapur Akasha Pushpayate. Because this is a wonderful Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj. So he is giving the analogy. This is Kaivalyam. Kaivalyam means that they want to enter emerge into the Brahman. So for a devotee, the Kaivalyam is just like a Naraka. That means you merge into this body of Brahman, effusion. There is no opportunity for rendering any service. There is no association, nothing there. That's like a, for devotee, it's hell only. Kaivalyam narakayate, akasa pushpayate, tridhasapur akasha pushpayate. Because this is like a, going to the heavenly planets, it's just like akasha pushpa. There is nothing like akasha pushpa. So this term, that's a phantasmagoria. All the Prabhupada's words are so wonderful. I look at, see, the command over the language, you know, it's not ordinary. You will, sometimes, you know, like when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, we have to refer to the dictionary. We have to keep on dictionary. Yeah, it's not like a something that is, even though he studied so nicely and the words, the apt words he is using, you know, sometimes Prabhupada scrutinizingly studied, you know, that word itself is very beautiful. Scrutiny, we have to study, but not just like a flip the pages, scrutinizing. When we have one sloka also, when we study, we have to apply our mind. We have to put our mind into that. Then it is successful. So this is like a, this is the opinion of Prabodhananda Saraswati. And this is like a pure devotee is not interested in yogic perfection, travel to higher planetary system or oneness with Brahman. He is interested only in rendering service to the personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada makes one statement here. Prajapati Daksha was a karmi. He could not appreciate the great service Narada Muni had rendered his 11,000 sons. Prajapati Daksha, even though he does his duty, but he does not understand there is a higher purpose, higher duty. The higher duty being, your person is already in the framework. He can be elevated to the back home, back to Godhead. So that a pure devotee like Narada Muni knows. Narada Muni can convert or just change this, transform this person into this. See, a person who can transform a robber, a hunter into a pure devotee, can't he transfer this person? He knows that. That is why he did. But somehow the Daksha could not appreciate that. This is our problem also. Prabhupada says in the beginning only. Because devotees sacrifice their lives. The other day, Prabhupada was also giving the class.
devotees go out of the way. So much of trouble. Go to the jail. Like if you read early the Prabhupada Leela, devotees went through so much. And Srila Prabhupada went through so much struggle. It's not easy for Prabhupada just went to America, everything, the red carpet, everything, and immediately. No. Every day, where to take bath, what to cook. Struggle, initial days. So much struggle. When you read, it is heart melting. Because this much struggle Prabhupada has taken for us. How can we do little bit of reciprocation? How can we do little bit of reciprocation? Because once Prabhupada is writing, Prabhupada is very, very intelligent. See, this one place Prabhupada wrote to this one Western company, they are, you are not getting any person to stay in that this thing, you are already paying taxes and other electricity bill, let us occupy and let us perform some kirtan. Prabhupada's proposals are very, very, and he was keep on, see, he said, Prabhupada never gives up anything actually, he just, you don't accept that, he will give another proposal, like this. So finally we know, by Krishna's mercy, so many devotees came and participated and then helped Srila Prabhupada in that mission. So today we are sitting here because of that. So that is a bigger, see, Srila Prabhupada could have stayed in Vrindavan and then direct go back from back to garden. What is the problem? He would have done that, but he didn't want that. He wanted all of us, like Prahlad Maharaj. What Prahlad Maharaj said in Narasingadeva, I don't want to come alone. I want to come, bring all the demoniac friends. I want to take everyone. With all of them only I want to come. So that is the mood of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came and lifted all of us. Today we are sitting here and talking. That means Prabhupada translated so much. Give so much. So now, at least now nobody is asking us to write a purport, write a commentary, nothing. At least read. We have to read this and then try to put that into practice. That is what we have to do. We don't have to invent new things, invent all, nothing needed. Already everything is done. The work is done. We just take that and follow it. So here, Prajapati Daksha was a Karmi. He could not appreciate the great service Narada Muni had rendered his 11,000 sons. Instead, he accused Narada Muni of being sinful and charged that because Narada Muni was associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord also will be defamed. This is a utter offense. Because Lord will be very much pleased by Narada Muni. Because Narada Muni's business is like whatever God's business, that is what Narada Muni's business. What is Lord's business? Paritranaya Sadhana. Just try to get everyone. Everyone back home, back to Godhead. He comes and canvasses in 15th chapter. Na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko, na pavataha. Yad gatvana nigartante, tad dhama paramamu. Krishna comes and canvasses, just like a salesperson. Krishna comes to that degree to convince us, and what are we doing? He says, Vaikuntha is ready. Please come. No need of moon, electricity, gas, fire, nothing is there. You come and enjoy with me. No, sir, I am busy here, I am going to come. Other busy work here. What busy work can be there other than if Krishna himself calls? So that is why he personally comes. He comes us to convince us actually. But we are so stubborn that whatever, then we are just like, we just escape. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that also. Like, see, he also came to capture all of that. Some people escape there. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to accept sannyas. So as a sannyasi, you are duty bound to give respect actually. It's not like a other person, okay, then Nimai, they may sometimes ignore, oh, it's just a boy. But when you sannyasi, then the duty boy. By bowing down before the Lord, then at least they will make some advancement. So this is Lord has to do. And then didn't leave it like that. Then he sent his Senapati also, Srila Prabhupada. And Senapati Bhakta. And then books are there, association, like this. Krishna constantly is his desire to take us back home, back to God is so heavy. We don't have any desire only. At least I can talk about me. Just no desire. And because of Krishna's desire, things are moving. So that is what we are pushing. That is the prime mover. Not that I have a burning desire to go back home, back to God. No. I don't have any desire whatsoever. But Krishna, his desire is so burning. That is why things are moving. And here he says, Narada, see, he says, Lord will be ashamed. This is thus Daksha criticized Narada Muni was an offender to the Lord, although he was known as an associate of the Lord. Because Narada Muni's position is very glorious. His glorious position is, and he knows exactly where to go, what to say, and how to get the person out of this place and then back, take him back, back to Ghana. That is his duty. So this is a very thankless task. Srila Prabhupada says this is thankless task. Narada Muni's task is thankless task. Why? Because nobody likes it. Nobody wants to this thing. But the end result, everybody likes it. There is no more problem, no more death, no more disease, no more. That they want. But the process of getting there, they don't want. That is, this is a hypocritic this thing. They want that. They want all the hard, they want all the final preparation to come to the table. But kitchen, nobody is there. How it will happen? Because kitchen, the help will need it and prasadam is good. Then only you can come to the table. Oh, I'm just interested what is coming to the table only. Then how it won't happen. Today, what is today?
Easter.
What is the meaning of Easter? Any idea? What did happen today? Any pandits here? You don't know? You are having holiday and then you are just don't even know why the holiday is given to you. Anyone?
No, Jesus
crucified.
We only know that special breakfast is coming.
Yeah, more special breakfast. Oh, that, okay, that much you know. Because, yes?
That's Jesus rise from the dead.
Yeah. Now that is Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Yeah, this is crucified. Yeah, even though we are Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita book, English. Because, yeah, what is Jesus? Same situation. Narada Muni situation. Narada Muni, what did he do? Narada Muni situation, Narada Muni tries to Savalaswa and Hariyaswa. Anyone know where Bhagavad Gita, Jesus Christ, his name is mentioned? In which sloka or which chapter? Anybody know? 1155. Because we have to know that, because sometimes when you go, distributors, I don't have to tell, they know back to back everything. Because sometimes when you ask, you meet somebody, what is your opinion of Jesus? You know, like Prabhupada says, so I'll just read a small passage, don't. Yes. Yes. A devotee of Krishna is friendly to everyone. Therefore, it is said here that he has no enemy, nirvaira. How is this? A devotee situated in Krishna consciousness knows that only devotional service to Krishna can relieve a person from all the problems of life. He has personal experience of this, and therefore he wants to introduce this system of Krishna consciousness into human society. There are many examples in history of devotees of the Lord who risked their lives for spreading God consciousness. The favorite example is Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified by the non-devotees, but he sacrificed his life for spreading God consciousness. Of course, it would be superficial to understand that he was killed. Similarly, in India also, there are many examples such as Thakur Haridas and Prahlad Maharaj. Why such a risk? Because they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, and it is difficult. A Krishna conscious person knows that if a man is suffering, it is due to his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. Therefore, the highest benefit one can render to human society is relieving one's neighbor from all material problems. In such a way, a pure devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord. Now we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him. Therefore, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving the body. So this is, sometimes when we have appearing state, disappearing state, today morning I was thinking, Easter, this is like we have to remember, because Srila Prabhupada, many places he said, Jesus Christ is our guru, because he is God consciousness, he is the person who was trying to spread this God consciousness. That's what Narada Muni is doing. And Narada Muni is trying to help this Savalaswas and Hariyaswas. And what is the thing? Thankful this thing? Now you are this thing, that thing. The four, five, six lokas, you are getting only criticisms from you. This is the problem. You sometimes the devotees are taking the risk in their life, to go and talk to them, and because they are risking their life, and then the end of the result, they are not appreciated. Same thing. This is history continues. But whether the person appreciates or not, Krishna appreciates. Now that, see, he says the end of Bhagavad Gita. He says what Krishna says, end of Bhagavad Gita, about the one who preaches. At the next sloka, Prabhupada refers anyway. This is like a preview only. What Krishna says? Yaidam paramam guhyam tad bhaktesu abhidasyati. Bhakti mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi. So you will come back to me. The person who distributes this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita will automatically will come back. That guarantees, Krishna guarantees that. Nachatatman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakartama. There is no person more dear to me than anyone. Nobody can be more dear to Krishna than the person who is going out of the way and trying to help the fellow living entities. Krishna will be very happy. Krishna thinks, oh, this person is taking so much trouble. Out of the way, he is going and helping. Okay, your seat is already booked there. whether this is Krishna's kindness. Krishna's magnanimous. So he's saying, you are trying here this much, I will also. I will give you the knowledge. I will give you the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayantite. Krishna will give the intelligence. Krishna will give the understanding. So that, because that is where the whole mood of preaching is. When you preach, what happens? Because you are enhancing your own Krishna consciousness. When you preach, then what is happening? It's not like you are not doing favor to anyone. You are doing favor for ourselves. Leave alone others actually. First to you. When you read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's books, it's like you are preaching to yourself. At least that, oh, I said this, so I should be careful. At least one person will become this thing. Like, well, rascals will be reduced by one number. So at least I will become serious. I'll try to become serious. So that is what here happening. So today we also, now we know the reason why the holiday is given, and the same principle. Like, that is why we, whether Daksha appreciates or the material world appreciates or not, the business has to continue. There is one proverb, no? Proverb in the olden days, no? The dogs will bark, but the caravan has to pass through. No, not aware of that. You will come back late. Maybe next class it will come. Because the caravan has to pass through. The dogs will be barking. Same way, our business has to continue. Our business, what is the business? This business of spreading Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, distributing prasadam, taking prasadam, already time to practice. That is our process. So that has to continue. It's not going to stop. But just because, okay, one person did, no. Actually, this is the beauty. Sometimes we think, like, oh, I'm not going to cooperate. Okay, if you're not going to cooperate, well, good. But do you think you're not going to cooperate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going to come to stand still? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going to grow. Prithivite ache naharadigram sarvatra prachare mora harinam. That is going to happen. Are you going to be part of that or not? That is only the question. Question is not like is it growing to grow or not going to grow? That is not a question. Question is, already it is growing. What is your contribution towards there? What is your commitment or what is your contribution there so that your ticket is going to be reserved for that? That is what the question is. So that's why we have to try our level best, whatever our capacity is. Like the other day only we discussed Hanumanji both throwing boulders, squirrel getting into small sand only. According to our capacity, according to our situation, whatever we can do, we have to. So that way we will also become Krishna's favorites. Already Krishna is very much favorably inclined towards the devotees. So that way it will happen. We'll also make advancement, we'll also get Krishna's mercy. And we'll finish our business here. What is so good again coming back and checking out? Sometimes I came here to check it out. What is that to check it out? Already you have checked so many times. You have checked in so many times, checked out so many times. Like you don't have to come and keep on checking in and checking out. No need actually. Enough checking in, enough checking. Now we have to finish this business. We'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments and any corrections, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
Prabhupada gave the example of Jesus Christ over there.
Sorry?
The which chapter was?
11th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, text number 55 in the purport. Okay. Oh, you have a question. I was wondering. Okay. So, question how it can happen. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the next class. My question is, you were saying how if one son or daughter of a family is devotee of Krishna,
then
the family is delivered. Yeah. Have
you
seen the case of
Jivamaran
and Pranamaran?
But
we see Daksha before a daughter like
Sati. Yeah.
And we hear some like
Hariyashwas. Later. Later. No? It's coming. Daksha also will be delivered. But see, when we are studying Daksha, then after that only Hariyashwas. Hariyashwas are now delivered. Then they will go and deliver him. Why you have a doubt that Daksha also will be delivered? Eventually he will be delivered, because when the mentality, offensive mentality goes away, then he will also be delivered. Don't worry, because we will look after Daksha. We will look after Daksha, because we will put our prayers also for Daksha, so that Daksha will be looked after. You know, it's going to happen. See, it is like more like what Daksha is going to do, what are we going to do? That is our problem actually. Daksha is a Prajapati, he is doing his duty. Eventually he will be elevated once this offensive mentality, because he will learn. Sometimes, not everything will be seen. Different Puranas, maybe Daksha is riding the Pushpa Vimana, that also will be there. But here, in this situation, Daksha is offensive to the Narvamuni, which is not very conducive. So we have to learn a lesson from us. What is the takeaway for us from this? What is the takeaway?
Don't do offensive Parada.
Yes. That's, yeah. Correct? Is that okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.